Well, he's training. Para snowboarder, this Keith Gable. Mr. Gable, you're going for the gold in 2018. The 2018 Winter Games right around the corner. You're here to talk about your training for the Paralympic Winter Games. So, Keith, I don't want to take too much time away from your training, but thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me today, Shelia. I'm extremely pleased to just kind of share my personal journey with you guys and raise maybe a little bit of awareness about U.S. Paralympics.
Well, that's where we'll start. U.S. Paralympics, what are they all about, and what is your expertise, Keith?
Well, I am a Paralympic snowboarder. Snowboarding's been a huge part of my life since I can remember. It's kind of what I consider my church these days. And after losing my leg in 2005, it really was what gave me that will to prevail. Being a part of the U.S. Paralympic snowboard team, I was really fortunate to, just 5 years after my amputation, make that first adaptive World Cup team and go on to win a bronze in Sochi, and now I'm going for the gold in Pyeongchang.
Awesome. What do we see? How does this happen? The word Paralympian, how are you skiing without a foot, without a leg?
Well, I have a prosthetic leg that essentially attaches to the snowboard, just like any two-legger, if you will, and I pretty much just give it my all.
Great. So what does it take to win gold these days if you're going big, man?
Well, I would have to say, first and foremost, a strong support team. You know, my family, my friends, sponsors like the Hartford, and support from U.S. Paralympics. I think those are some of the major keys to the success.
And success you've had, not only para snowboarding, but I know you, you're a spokesperson. You share your story, public and motivational speaker, and what, chosen as a U.S. Paralympian in the nation to be U.S. Olympic Committee team for the ambassadors?
Yeah, absolutely. So this week, I'm actually really thrilled to be here at the Hartford Ski Spectacular in Breckenridge. What that allows me to do is share my passion with other disabled individuals who are learning to ski or snowboard for the first time. What it's doing is kind of helping them in a small way find that will to prevail, to push forward and face adversity head on, overcoming challenges.
So let's get down to the details, the specifics. Again, para snowboarder Keith Gable with us. He's going for the gold in the 2018 Winter Games via this snowboard. Are you doing anything differently to train for gold?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, athletes at this level, we're in the gym probably 6 hours a day, every day of the week. That's not abnormal. And so something that I really decided to focus on last year was my mental game, strengthening that quite a bit. And so what I do is I have this full-on mindfulness meditation process that I've taken on a full steam ahead, if you will. And what it really allows me to do is just keep a clarity of mind no matter what's going on around me, whether it's in competition or everyday life. And luckily, being able to have sponsors like the Hartford, I've been able to just have those stresses of everyday life somewhat alleviated and really focus on my training this year.
Awesome. What are some of the biggest misconceptions about people with disabilities?
You know, some people aren't aware that we are, in fact, world-class athletes, you know, and it's very important to focus on what you can do versus what you can't do with us. I really consider myself proof that people with disabilities can achieve at the highest levels, you know, and I think you see that all the way across the board with other Team USA Paralympic athletes.
And again, further that to giving advice to people facing adversity who need to find what our own will to prevail. We may not all have that talent in snowboarding.
Absolutely, and no matter what your situation is, I think one of the most important things to remember is try to focus on what you can do versus what you can't do, and just never give up, regardless of what those goals are in life. You never know how close success really is.
Awesome. A couple more minutes. Your partnership with Hartford, you mentioned that. What is this, the new I Will campaign, Keith?
Absolutely. I'm extremely proud to have the opportunity to partner with the Hartford this year in this campaign, which really demonstrates what is possible when you focus on ability to overcome life's challenges. It celebrates the will to prevail and promotes the idea that when we are willing to see challenges and opportunities to succeed, we all win and we all will prevail. You can always learn more at thehartford.com/WillTripAval.
Awesome. Do you know your exact date that you will be competing, Keith?
It is mid-March. I haven't gotten the exact schedule of the Paralympics, but we will be heading over at the beginning of March for processing.
Awesome. All right. It's a physical sport, but mental as well. You've got this, Keith Gable. Bring home the gold in 2018. Para snowboarder Keith Gable talking about your life. One more time, best way to find out more information?
You can follow along at thehartford.com/WillTripAval, or you can follow my journey to the Paralympics this year on Instagram at Grizzly Gable. That's my handle, GRIZZLYGABEL.
Awesome. Good luck to you. Keith Gable, talking about training for the Paralympic Winter Games. Come this 2018. Good luck to you.